This is The Pulse. Stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about circadian rhythms. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Sleep is essential to our inner clocks and to keeping the whole system running smoothly. And for some people, getting enough sleep means having to arrange a lot of their life around bedtime. That's the case for Corinne Carlson. Growing up, Corinne loved sports. She played tennis and soccer. She was even on the bowling team at her high school. When she started college, she decided to try something new. She saw that the rowing team was having tryouts.
I was like, I've never rowed before, but this might be something that I'm interested in. So I remember went to tryouts, made the team, ended up loving it.
Being a rower meant waking up early for practices, really early.
Honestly, adjusting to the schedule of being a rower was kind of, it's not a slap in the face, but it was like, whoa, this is serious. You wake up early, you get to practice, you got to stay locked in the whole time. So those days were kind of long and stressful, the days that I knew I didn't get enough sleep. And I kind of was like, oh, gosh, I could have prevented this.
For Corinne, it was trial and error and a lot of discipline to stick to a schedule.
So I shoot for 8 hours every night. That's the ideal. Like, I plan out my day to make sure that I'm in bed by a certain time, because I know that if I don't get enough sleep, I'm not going to perform well the next day, whether that's athletically, academically, cognitively. I just know I'm not going to have the best day I could set myself up for if I don't get enough sleep. So I do need to make sure that when I hang out with my friends, I have to be like, okay, guys, time for me to leave. I got to get to bed. Unfortunately, I am a social media night scroller. It's my fatal flaw. I do, however, have that function on the iPhone that it turns off, I think, blue light past a certain time. Mine's set for 8 p.m. So after 8 p.m., my phone doesn't emit blue light. But I do scroll on Instagram and TikTok for a little bit before I go to bed. I'm trying to break that habit, but it's kind of a hard habit to get out of, especially when the phone is so small and sitting right next to me. It's so easy to just look and check super quick and then head to bed. I'm a big fan of setting more alarms than necessary. So here we have my alarms. The first one's 4:45, 4:50, 4:57, 5. 5:04 is my max. If it goes to 5:04, I'm screwed. I'm kind of up immediately because of my anxiety. I'm like, I can't fall back asleep. And I kind of just hop in my clothes and skirt off to practice because there's no thoughts. Honestly, before 5 a.m. I do play hype music to get myself awake. Gotta get the cobwebs out of the ears in the morning. So I'm a big fan of Beyonce. That's a good one to get the gears turning in the morning. Some Taylor Swift. I know that's going to be a hot take, but Taylor Swift too.
When Corinne and her teammates get on the water, it's completely dark outside.
It's just funny. We're halfway through practice and it's still dark. And I'm like, I know all my friends are still asleep. Good for them.
Corinne has been doing these early morning practices for 3 years now. And she's found that rising early has some perks.
Honestly, watching the sunrise on the rivers just makes it worth it a lot of the time. Because it's so beautiful and it's something that only a few people get to experience. Watching a sunrise while being on a river, you can't compare that to anything else. Sometimes I'm like, wow, I love what I do. This is awesome.
That's Corinne Carlson. She's a student at the University of Delaware, where she's part of the rowing team. That story was produced by our intern, Julianne Koch.